Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, 10/14. Yes, 10/14, 2022. And I will say this. You better heed the call and heed the understanding of what's going on. Because I'll tell you, Lord Jesus told you about it a long time ago. You read the Bible, he told us about it a long time ago. Wars, rumors of wars, you see. Do we have that? Yes, we do. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. It's not the end yet, but it could be that somebody still dies. Because in war, people die, all right? People are killed, people are injured, people are wounded. But it doesn't mean that the end of the world is here. Because these, as you see in Matthew 24 and King James, verse 8, it says, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Now what else does he say are the beginning of sorrows, you see? For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. But in the wars and rumors of wars, you see, you've got the situation to where Putin, Vladimir Putin of Russia is saying if any NATO troops or NATO assets clash directly with Russian assets, it's going to be a catastrophe for the world. In other words, they'll go to nukes and get it on, all right? And I still think that Putin is on, has an illness or something that is causing him not to be crazy, but just to say, hey, what have I got left to lose? Putin's one of the richest men in the world individually. Or was, anyway, but he probably still is. But that's exactly the same way that the czar, the last czar was, or the previous czars were. Of course, there's old Riley, the British spy, or the double or triple agent, who came through the Baku oil lands, you see. That's very interesting. Something on my computer just popped up indirectly that I did not have anything to do with. Isn't that interesting? Somebody on the other side of the computer popped up one of my things that I had sort of put on the computer. Anyway, when you get to where you're talking the truth and you work for the Lord Jesus and you strike blows against the Luciferians that run the planet, it may not be exactly the latest conspiracy or this and that or the other, but it is the real conspiracy that Lucifer, the Lightbringer, is who these people at the top worship. So anyway, it's kind of interesting that another part of my an email popped up that I wasn't even on. So back to what I was talking about, the rumors of wars. Putin says that if any direct conflict happens, it's going to be that. Of course, you've got, what is it, what's the name of it? It's Monday, the NATO drill. It's called Steadfast Noon. Steadfast Noon, I guess, high noon in the world, you know, that's from that era. Of the cowboy movie, you see, Steadfast Noon. We'll see up to 60 aircraft take off, part in training flights over Belgium, the North Sea, and Britain. The nuclear drills, and these are practicing for the use of Europe's nuclear bombs, but they're not going to involve live bombs. that come after Vladimir Putin said the direct clash between NATO and Russian troops would lead to global catastrophe. Well, you see, the fact is, they may not going to have live bombs, but I guarantee you that the blackjack bombers that Putin and the other bombers that he's put up in the air, I guarantee you they've got live bombs in them. Because a lot of that stuff left one of the bases to take it to the places that they're going to go to. And if they don't have, then what's the point? Because if they get up and they're in the air and all of a sudden Putin launches, well, then what are they going to do? Go back to the air base and get their, oh, we're going to get our bombs or our cruise missiles, all right? I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it's just funny. My entire computer is operating on itself. For all you people in the FBI or whoever the hell is doing this, CIA, EIEIO, NSA, will you just not be so telltale about it? Will you be sneakier? So I don't know and have to call you out on air that you're manipulating my computer as we're sitting right here? I'll tell you, one time a screen popped up on my computer, ladies and gentlemen, and it was the screen of the people watching me, apparently. And it had all these lines. Do you wish to do an investigation into this? Do you wish to surveil that? Do you blah, 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 blah. So I went up, and it was on my side of the screen instead of on theirs. And if you ever saw the movie Snowden, it was like one of the screens where the spooky guy from the NSA is talking to Snowden. And Snowden said, well, isn't that illegal? And the guy said, well, what do you... Who are you, Snow White? Remember? Remember that in the movie Snowden? And he's got a screen up there, and he clicks on it, and boom, he goes to every kind of thing in the world that's there and all the stuff. And he's got every blog, every private message system, every email, everything of anybody to deal with the subject matter that he typed in. So what I did is I went up and I clicked on, because it was on my side of the screen, I clicked on one of the things. I clicked on a couple different ones and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden that screen disappeared real quick. So anyway, it was uninvited on my behalf, you see. But now war is rumors of wars, kingdom against kingdom. And now we've got these NATO, you know, drill deal on Monday. Then Putin says, hey, if you mess with us, if you... Actually, there's a clash, it'll be a catastrophe for the planet. So, everybody still is thinking about these bombers are 110 miles off in Great Britain, the ones there, and they're going to go in. They still think of a bombing run from World War II. Or maybe the Cold War, when you had to drop the nuclear bomb or the atom bomb. Well, now you got cruise missiles, you got hypersonic missiles that can be taken by bombers, you got medium range missiles, short range missiles, all with nuclear weapons, got all this stuff. And then in America, they're just strictly talking about, well, General Jack Keane says if they use a battlefield nuclear weapon against Ukraine, we won't use nukes, but we'll just annihilate their Black Sea fleet. Oh, that's just real genius, ain't it? You know? If you do that, you're going to go to war. So then the cute talk today on TV and different places, different channels, and across the web is the United States doesn't know how to stop. We don't know how to stop a nuclear conflict. Well, you'd better stop it or you're going to see something that you ain't going to believe. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to listen to what Lord Jesus has to say, because in that same Matthew 24, he says, and I reminded you last night, but I'll just go, woe unto them that are with child of them that give suck in these days, but pray that your flight be not in the winter. It's starting to get colder. It's going to snow in the Great Lakes and Chicago and up in Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. For the elect's sake, not for everybody on the planet. Got it? Let's go back to the beginning, you see. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Well, all these things got to come to pass. Well, these are wars and rumors of wars. But if there are wars, then people die in wars. And Jesus is not telling you that nobody's going to get hurt, because he goes on then and tells you, and except for these days be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. What does that tell you? Then he also tells you, back up in verse 13 in Matthew 24, let's go back up. Verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. We got a lot of cold waxing going on, I guarantee you. But he that shall, listen to this in 13 verse, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Oh, man. So I'll tell you what. We've got the threat of a nuclear war. We also have polio now getting to be a lot of cases in New York and all different kinds of counties, okay? Suburban counties as well as city counties, okay? And it's being detected in the wastewater. Well, that's what they also said about the COVID, you see, and this new variant of the COVID and that new variant of the COVID. So then the question becomes, it's detected in the wastewater, but you know they don't remove it from the wastewater if they're detecting it in the wastewater. So then when it goes back through the taps, are you getting some of it? You get some of the birth control pills, you get some of this Prozac, you get some of this, that, the other. You get all kind of medications that are probably not filtered out so well. Oh, they put in chlorine and, you know, do different stuff up and they filter it somewhat, take out the poop and the pee, hopefully. Don't be mad at me because I use those words. So what I'm trying to say to you is, what do you think you need? One of the first things that your body requires to live is water. If you're going to, he that endure the end shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. You're going to do that. You're going to need a Berkey water filtration or purification system. And because they take out the viruses, the bad bacteria, and the different parasites, and also with those black Berkey filters, 99.9% apparently, from what they say, of all the chemicals, the bad chemicals. So you don't drink them. So what would you say if everybody on your block had a Berkey, or if everybody in Fort Myers had a Berkey, or Naples, Florida? A lot of the power, I guess, is coming back on in Naples, but at this time, I just want to say, Lord Jesus, will you go to all those people who are the victims of the hurricane and the floods and all of the stuff in Fort Myers and all the other places in Florida? Lord Jesus, will you go to them and will you assist them in any way possible to restore them back to homes, to restore them back to where they have power and have proper streets and natural gas and electricity and all the things that they need? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And all over the globe, it's like that. Southern Australia, we got huge floods down there now. It's just going climate change. Climate change. Well, you can have climate change and different things and changes in weather, but this goes on a scale. It goes on over a long period of time. You've got different peaks, valleys. It's on a curve, you see. It's on a curve and goes like almost like a sine wave up and down, you see. But this right here we're talking about because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Iniquity abounds. Where does it abound by? At the top of the food chain in the United States government, military and intelligence services. At the top of the Federal Reserve Bank, at the top of the Bank of England. At the top of the British government and the crown, Canada, the Five Eyes, Australia, New Zealand. Five Eyes, U.S., British, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the Five Eyes. And they whip all those things around. Remember what I told you about how they hacked Trump's phone and all of that and how they sent it around the world? And it really isn't the NSA doing it, but maybe it's the British doing it, and then, of course, but it was the Australians or the Kiwis, the New Zealands. People sent it to us, you see, who then went around the corner, and then they tried to use it to go for Trump. But then Bull Durham, you see. you know, of anything timely, less timely, more timely, I don't even know. He's like so behind the eight ball on time that he's in time. He's on the right time before the elections. Because what do we find out? And I'm coming back to the nuclear stuff. But what do we find out with that? Well, the FBI paid this Viktor Dzyanchenko over $230,000 over 3 years to be their source, their snitch, their source, their whatever. And then in the midst of all of this, we find out that Hillary's got a Democratic guy. I forget what his name is, but you can look it up or watch TV tonight. And he's the one that told Dzyanchenko about all of this stuff about the Steele dossier, which the Clintons are the ones, allegedly, who they're the ones that collaborated with or were in collusion with the Russians, okay, to make all the crap up. But this Dzyanchenko and the cuteness of all this, he's going to get let off the fact that he lied to the FBI because they asked him, did you talk to so-and-so, 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 Conet or something, I think the guy's name is, maybe Conet or Conet, whatever, allegedly it might be that. But he talks to him and said, no, I didn't talk to him. Well, ha-ha, we know you talked to him. Well, he didn't talk to him. He emailed him. They emailed each other. It's like Bill Clinton saying, what's the definition, which definition of the word is are you speaking about? Well, it's is, isn't it? No, it isn't, is it? Is it? Isn't it? Go to the dictionary. Go to the American Heritage Dictionary or Webster's and look up the word is, and you'll see there's multiple definitions. So, Bull Durham is got this thing going, and he's really focusing in on the FBI, which is apparently the real secret police now. The secret police who have tried, not only did they participate allegedly, which is why the Lord had me go look all the books up, allegedly, you know, having met personally Robert J. Groden down there on the Dealey Plaza and all of that story I've told you, and then L. Fletcher Prouty, the story about that and all the different things. And apparently the FBI was involved in that assassination. That's sort of like a coup d'etat, isn't it? Huh? Were they involved in somebody they surveilled, like Martin Luther King? were they involved in RFK? Was going to also was involved with the backed in a direct clash with Hoover because he was attorney general. Very interesting, all of it. So then the FBI apparently is the secret police, allegedly, because of all these involvements. I tell you what, don't cooperate with them. Don't cooperate with any of the feds. And I'll tell you what, I've known good police. I've known bad police. I've known corrupt police, which are sometimes halfway in between. I knew Chicago cops, Illinois state cops. Narcs, federal narcs. I've known all those kind of people over the years. And I've known different people in the military, different stuff. But I'll tell you what, they're not out, in my mind, a lot of times as bad as the others. I prefer the good constitutional peace officers, like Greg Evenson was, and his buddies were, and like good people down in the crossroads of Tejas are. So the fact is, I'd rather deal with any of those people who are now getting killed by the bushel load because of the anti-police stuff, all right? If you don't have laws, then you better have your AR-15 or your MAC-90 or your AK variant or your, sniper rifle or your pump Mossberg 590 or your, whatever you got, your quick draw McGraw pistols or wheel guns, all right? Your little hideouts, you got to have two hideouts and a main firearm, don't you? Plus a knife or two. And if that don't work, then you just, better have to learn to use your elbows and your fists, and your foot. It's so wild weasel, ladies and gentlemen. It boggles the imagination. But let's get back to the nuclear war. This is out of the U.S. Sun. The British newspapers basically have become better newspapers for the United States than U.S. newspapers are. The Brit families have been urged to stockpile supplies. Let me get the headline first here. Prepare for doomsday. This is in the Sun newspaper. Urgent calls for radiation pills, and that means potassium iodide or potassium iodate, and I do urge you to try to get some of that. You can get it. Go to readymaderesources.com and look it up. That's Bob Griswold out of Tennessee. He's a good supplier and I think a very honest and trusted person. I bought stuff from him from years ago back in the 90s. But level 4 body armor when he still had it. Unused. German made from Croatia, okay? But not used in the battle, not hit. And I always remember that Colonel Bo Greitz was on the radio back then, and he said, if you want to get some good level 4 body armor here, call Bob Griswold. Well, so you can call him for medical corps. I used to take the medical corps, the K-103. I've had taken that in the past because contrary to popular belief, there were a couple times during the Iraq, during the Gulf Wars, when we had a couple of situations that almost went to the thing, and I recall the one that I wrote it up. It was on Steve Quayle years ago. Steve put my little thing that I wrote up about it, in which I had the evidence or the information, let's say, from the backside that the red phone was used, okay, between the Russians and the American president and the Russian president back then, all right? Actually, I think that was about 2001 or 2002, somewhere in that area. Maybe 3 or 4. not the 90s. But prepare for doomsday. Urgent calls for radiation pills and for survival training for every family as Britain, quote unquote, is woefully unprepared for nuclear war. And that was a story yesterday, the U.S. Sun, by a guy named Anthony Blair on October 14 or whatever. Brit families have been urged to stockpile supplies while the government should distribute radiation-fighting iodine tablets to households, defense experts have warned. Amid soaring tensions with Russia, British Army veterans and academics on disaster response have warned that the UK is woefully unprepared for tackling any form of Russian strike, whether nuclear, high-speed missile, or cyber attack. Okay? So that is something quite interesting. Finland has joined up disaster response programs involving various groups. They're training their people. They passed out the radiation pills. It comes as the U.S. has stockpiled radiation pills, no plate, as part of what the government called long-standing efforts to prepare for potential health impacts from national security threats. Biden bought 290 million of the drug N-plate, which is designed to treat blood cell injuries following a radiological or nuclear emergency. But yet, that is going to go to the glitterati, to the Illuminati, to the top slots, to the generals and admirals and, you know, lawyers and politicians and their families and all that stuff and all their girlfriends and boyfriends. Russian Security Council Deputy Secretary Alexander Venediktov warned on Thursday, that's this past Thursday, there would be a guaranteed escalation to World War III if Ukraine joined NATO. So anyway, this is what's going on and what they're talking about in the Sun newspaper. It's a large circulation, okay? Very large circulation. Yes, sirree, Bob, okay? So, it is quite unusual to see what's going on. And it involves nuclear war. So I would just urge everybody tonight, Cresson, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Cresson Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y. Cresson Carney wrote for Oak Ridge, you know, a huge, nice book publication. If you buy the book, you can get that book, or you can download the PDF for free and print it out. Well, Hawk, well, if I've got it on my computer, well, I don't need that. I'll have it just a link to it, you know? Well, suppose the internet goes down, or suppose your computer gets fried because you don't have it in the galvanized garbage can or a Faraday cage. Download it and print it out for free. And in that, there's all kind of information about how to prepare to for nuclear war. It tells you actually how to make a radiation detector, how they do it, or you can order it through some kind of a website through them. Fast. But Cresson Carney, How to Survive Nuclear War. There's also other good books. Holly Deo's book, Dare to Prepare, okay? StanDeo.com, you can get it off of there. No Such Thing as Doomsday by Philip Hoag, H-O-A-G. You might have to get that. I think Mr. Hoag may have passed away, but you might be able to still get a copy of it. It may still be in print. No Such Thing as Doomsday. With respect to understanding what's going on or could go on, you need to read One Second After, William R. Forstchen. The Fourth Turning by William Strauss and Neil Howe. If we're in a fourth turning, it could be this. But I prefer to talk to you about Matthew 24 and what Lord Jesus had to say. Are there going to be famines and pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places? You bet. Now, the fact is that we've got crabs disappearing. And for the first time ever in Alaska, they've shut down all three. Well, actually, there's four. King crab, red king crab, gold king crab, I believe Ophelia and Bear Dye, okay? Shutting down all the seasons. Where if you watch TV and you look at Sig, you know, Hansen and all that from there, and they've gone to back to Norway to start a business there, all right? But then my esteemed scholar from Temecula has urged me, he says, you know, it could very well be, but that old Fukushima stuff, you see, now finally rolling up into Alaska, all right, up into that waters off the Bering Sea, or it could be that they're just going to call it and say that they're not there when they are there, or maybe they've let the Russians scoop them all up underneath their noses. I don't know. But 1 billion Alaskan crab disappear. Well, that means food off the table again, doesn't it? Does that have to do with famine? Oh, I don't know. Will the cod and the herring or the haddock and the cod and the stuff go again? I hear in the Great Lakes they're putting in the walleye, they're putting lead shot in the walleye to make them heavier so they can win the 30 grand. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, wild weasel. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. So, somebody said, bring back the police nightstick. Okay. Well, let's go for that. I saw that today that some idiot, climate change idiots in the museum threw soup on the sunflower picture, you know, of Vincent Van Gogh, worth $100 million, whatever it's worth. One of Van Gogh's prints, and they threw that, and then they sat in a climate change pose, you see. Well, I think that deserves a thump on two heads right there. Pop, pop, okay? And maybe you don't have to use the stick. You could use the, you could use the slapjack, you know, behind the ear, maybe, or just on the elbow, or shin bone or whatever, for the heck of it. So I'm telling you this. We need to get back to where we have good police. We have good laws and police that understand that everybody ain't perfect. And it would give you a break now and then if you deserved a break. Or if you're a wise guy, they give you a trimming. All right? And I'm using words like Chicago words because I knew some of those people. And I knew good police and corrupt police and bad police. Those are different things. Because different neighborhoods they work in and different areas and different sets of criminals, they get a bit jaded after a while sometimes. But that is what gives us a set of laws to operate in the United States. But the peace, enforcement of the peace, is the key. And Greg Evenson knew that better than anybody. You don't want to grind, people. You want to be a grinder? Then go to work for the FBI, you see. Go to work for DHS at the top stratosphere. Go to work for the CIA. Now, the CIA, if they grind overseas on behalf of America, I don't have a problem with that, but they have a tendency to grind internally too. Okay? So therefore, my idea of what you should do and what Jesus is telling you, he's warning you about, you might want to have food. And you might want to have the things that protect you from pestilences, all right? Or viruses and diseases. So what did I say? A Berkey water filtration system with the black Berkey filters. Then if you can, get extra. There's smaller ones, too, that you could carry with you in a backpack. You have various different sizes you can get. Or if you got a large group or just a family or whatever. There are other good water filtration systems, but I like the black Berkey filters. Many of them will fit in other systems, or many other systems will be able to take one of those filters. Do you have extra? Now, I also personally have had a Katadyn Combi, which has got a little carbon and a little silver filtration system in a very portable thing. I think I could use that. I also like potable aqua, micropure, all different kind of things. You can help you if you can. You can use mesosilver to a certain degree. You can use aerobic 7 to kill to flood water with oxygen. You can also do something very old-fashioned. You can put it in the pot and boil it, all right? Strain it through a clean t-shirt a few times or whatever you got and put it in the old boiling pan and boil it. Wait till it cools down and then you can drink it, you know, for the most part. If it's got chemicals, that's a whole different story. And hence the Berkey. Now, you've got to have food, long-term storage food, all kind of things that are going to be involved. Or the famines, okay? And I know I'm harping on this, but I'm harping on it to urge people to see what's in the local, the regular news of the day. Not the conspiracy news, but the news of the day, which is which is way down the line from being cutting edge, okay? So Mountain House, Alpenair, Wise, there's different brands, Patriot Supply, all kind of different brands of long-term storage food. You can also go into Yoder's bacon or Yoder's beef chunks or chicken chunks, or there's other types of things in the regular cans like that. Also, I've told you that I used to know a rep for Alan Canning. Back a number of years ago, prior to the Y2K, and I asked him directly, I said, what are these dates that are on the top of the cans now? Is that when you got to throw them away or they're no good? He said, no, that's the date that we can guarantee as a canning company, as a cannery, that 100% of the daily RFI or the RFD or whatever it is, the daily vitamins, mineral requirements, or what's listed that are contained in the food, that he said we could guarantee till that date there would be 100% of those food values would be present in the food. He also then said if the can is not cut or bent or puffed out or rusting or darkened or when you open it, it doesn't have a bad smell and, 75 different worms and spiders jump out at you. See, I'm being facetious on that. The fact is, if you don't, you probably are going to still have some food value even way down the road. I've eaten cans of chunky soup and regular soup that were more than 10 years old. And I don't have a problem with that. And if I open them, if I find there's a difficulty, I'm not going to put it in the gumbo pot. Because, you see, you got your gumbo pot share and you got your filet and you got all the different stuff. You can put the chicken in it. You can put a boid. You can put a quail or you don't want to put a quail in there, but you know what I'm saying. A duck or a goose. or you got a squirrel that you clean and put in there. You put a lot of stuff in the gumbo pot. You put in some crawfish, you see. Put a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You mix it all up, and you make it into gumbo. You pour it over the rice, baby, and you put the hot sauce on it, you know. McElhaney's good company. Tabasco sauce, right? And you've got something to eat. So anyway, regular canned goods are not bad. Not bad at all. And you need to get as much of it as you possibly can. If you could get 3.5 years of a great tribulation, which could be longer, if you had the money, you should get that. But if you don't have the money, you pray the Lord Jesus to assist you in acquiring rations to survive and endure it till the end. And you buy, if nothing else, one more can of Progresso soup or Chunky soup or Dinty Moore beef stew or one more can of mixed vegetables or of applesauce or whatever it might be. Peaches, pears, whatever you like. Hominy grits, whatever you like to eat, you see. I like Green Giant Mexicorn. Okay, I like that. I like green beans. I like all kinds of stuff. And you can eat them out of the can. And they're not the fresh ones, but they are going to give you food value. And they're going to keep you alive and keep you in the fight. Now, the fact is, you're going to need shelter. I was talking and discussing shelter with a friend of the show on an email today. And we were talking about the different type of shelters, and he was saying, you know, the way it's looking, I'm going to go try to find myself a cave. And quite frankly, you know, it's like, well, that's true. Caves are one thing, and then I went down through some other things that I've thought about, all right? And, here's some of the things I've thought about. I've talked to you about this on air sometimes in the past. But just to maybe say it in a little different word. You know, it's like, see if I can find it where I had it here. All right. Should be right here. Let me see. Yeah, this is it right here. Okay. So I said, you know, besides a cave, here's what I said to him. I said, a hastily dug root cellar in the side of a hill will work. Preston Carney's book on how to survive nuclear war shows some hand-dug shelters. And then I said, I like basement shelters where possible with plywood lean-tos. Which is an idea that comes out of FEMA things, but I've thought about it. I said, you get 3/4-inch plywood, you put 2x10s on the bottom and up the sides. It forms kind of like a little catch-all to where you can put concrete blocks. You lean it up against the wall in the basement to lean to. You affix it so it doesn't slide on you. Perhaps you can put at the very bottom of it, you could put other stored up old furniture, books, boxes of food, you know, like your water barrels, okay, in front of that so that your lean-tos won't fall down. And then on those 2x10, which borders on the bottom and on the sides, you can then stack on that 3/4-inch plywood the flat concrete blocks or bricks on top of that. And then you mix your ammo boxes, your food boxes, old furniture, workbenches, anything with mass around the shelter. And incidentally, if you're interested in if they use a neutron bomb on you where it tends to kill people, and the neutron bomb is, water is a real good, distance or an effect to protect you from that. So barrels of water might help. And I said, I would make sure that if you do it, if you have in a basement, if you've got a bathroom or a toilet and sink down there, you might want to build it near that if you could. You can also do things like there are positive pressure air systems that you could apply to that scenario. If you had the time, which I'm not saying you do, you could build the whole thing and, you know, go outside the wall with a vent and one of those hand crank vents or a vent that's electric if you've got a way of doing that. But you need to have at least one or two, maybe more than one, Tyvek F or better, Tyvek-F suits with the hoodies and the booties, and then you need the heavy chemical-proof gloves, the big rubber gloves that you might need, and I think that you need to have those, plus a military-grade, if possible, gas mask with an M95 military-grade gas mask. You can see different ones of those, but they're hard to find now because a lot of that has disappeared. When I first started telling you about them, you could go to a lot of different sources and get them. But don't get the ones from the Army-Navy store or the surplus or the Russian one that makes you look like a bug where it goes all over your head. And get brand new filtration, brand new full nuclear biological chemical or seaburn, whatever you want to call it, filtration for it. A kiddie pool filled with water can then also be used to wash off your clothes or yourself before going down into the basement. And then I said other expedient shelters, multi-level parking garages. Here's one that came to me a week or two ago. Grease and oil change pits in car repair garages. You know where the guy goes down there to drain your oil and all that stuff? They put them up on the lifts sometimes now, but in the old days you drove in and right underneath the center was what they called a grease pit or a grease and oil change pit. Some of those still have them. You could also do that idea outside. You could dig a hole or a trench down and then pull the car or truck over you, over that trench. Make sure you put the emergency brake on and all of that. And you could be hiding underneath there. If you got a shovel, you can still dig out or put a step at the back or whatever. But that would give you a protection factor. Because depending on what protection factor, which you need to learn about, where you're at, you know, and what you're doing, basements give you some protection. If you've got a basement and a garage and the garage extends underneath the basement extends underneath the concrete garage floor above, which then has a roof over it, all right, then that would be a good place to give you extra. Some people I know say that they have stored in the back, on the backyard or patio or whatever, they've got additional bricks and stuff. Some people say, I'm going to take my piano and put it over where I know that my shelter in the basement is. I'm going to put my, they have a like a grand piano or a player piano or something like that. Or the sofas and the dining tables and then pile books and other bricks and stuff over it. It's the protection factor, you see. And then as well as multi-level parking garage, that grease and oil change pits like in a car garage. Old big brick church buildings, city buildings, and courthouses downtown. You can have some older factories that are not even used anymore that have a basement in them. Or like I know down in the Carolinas, there's a lot of furniture factories in Virginia. In that area, there's a lot of furniture factories that are no longer used. And you could get into a basement area or in the lower level of that. City buildings, courthouses, large apartment buildings. In New York City, I was at one time, I was a super of a 312 flats. and I assisted a guy on a 270 and on some others, 270 flat buildings in Queens, all right, years and years ago, Jamaica, all right. But anyway, there were basement rooms down there in the 270 flat that were just incredible. And they had all people at clubhouses and weight rooms and stuff in there. Nobody, I mean, you didn't even go down in there, but I mean, you could, but we'd go in and look around because we had to take the trash out that came down the trash chutes. But anyway, you're under a lot of levels in these buildings. Protection factors. Okay. You can go where there are concrete facilities where they make concrete, and they might store the big concrete culverts. And if you go up a culvert or two or in the middle of a stack, you've got, you know, a good protection. And then usually there's another stack and another stack and another stack, you see. So depending on where you're at, you're in the middle of the culvert, a concrete culvert, you can get up in there. You could also then could pile up your like 5 gallon jugs of water and some food and what have you. And you could have your Tyvek F suit and everything there, and you could be safer, you see. Also the brick, stacks of bricks or blocks. Some of those will have those. Under old bridges, I've told you this one before. The old bridges where they have on usually one end, maybe on both ends of like across a river or across a stream or just across a ditch or whatever, big ones. But the old type bridges, they used to have a door, like a metal door, where you could go in and that the maintenance people for the bridge would have an ability to go in there. And there were tools and different things there to utilize to help maintain the bridge. Well, those little things, you know, every door that ain't locked when no one's around. I seen trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. It's an old Roger Miller song from the old days. But if you had that, you'd have a place maybe to go. And then also, sometimes, interstate bridges, you know, particularly out in the rural areas, you could get underneath those and have up underneath the concrete and the steel and get up in there. And then on some of those, this is interesting, if you ever seen them, they have small solar arrays, sometimes off the side attached to run the sensors that are there for to see if the bridge is icing up. But you also have some of those are weather stations that are out and about that can be utilized by military helicopters or aircraft. They can tell what the temperature is and that kind of stuff from those small solar power deals. You think one of those might be able to charge up a battery or to maybe give you one electric light if you could figure out how to work it? You better believe it. You can get small... You can get the solar attic fans, okay? All kind of things. There are also buildings that in the areas where you have iron, what they used to call the iron giants, the big, you know, high lines for power that go across the country, the giant ones. Sometimes along those high line routes, there are blockhouse or brick buildings that are out in the middle of pastures or near a farmer's field, but maybe near one of those high lines. And those are like sometimes have maintenance equipment and sometimes maybe even water or supplies in them for workmen who work on the high lines. Okay. So if you're out in the mountains or in big forests, a lot of times there's a trapper's cabin or a line shack if you're out there in a cattle country where you go and there's a line shack where you can stay in. You need to look at that kind of stuff. And then you look at, as my friend said, you look at the caves. But there are some other expedient type shelters like that that you may need to look into. And I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, may Lord Jesus protect you from all evil. That's what I would say. If you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, anything is most needed and most welcome. Federal Reserve notes, a silver dollar, a silver dime or quarter, whatever it might be, small bar of silver, whatever, or gold, or a check. I mean, met out to Hawk, H-A-W-K, that's all you need, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And if you would like to participate and help the people who are on fire for the Lord Jesus, the Montagnards, the Mountain Tribes people in Indochina, and anything can be used or sent, it's the Nunamaker Bible Project, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, or Indochina Bible Project, in care of Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina or Nunamaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Myerstown, PA, 17067. If you need gold or silver, if you would like to sign up for Steve's Q-Files 2.0 or the private briefings, go to stevequayle.com or call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840 for Brother Quayle. And he'll try to get whatever you need as quickly to you as possible. Don't go into their loose period night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus against evil. Stand for your family. Stand for your business, your home. And don't let them grab you or take them. Wade into them, whoever comes to take you out of the mix. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey Lapua, baby, stay on the optics of Mickey Speed. Don't jerk. Road and Track and Little L. Learn how to do basic electricity. Learn science. Learn the math. Learn to read and have all kind of books. Encyclopedia. All kind of things at the same time while you learn your Muay Thai, fancy Latin, your sword and your knife, 22 rifle. May Lord Jesus protect you against all.